and it's moonlight on the prairie, and the stars are riding high. I start longing for my darling, and a tender kiss goodbye. When it's moonlight on the prairie, and I'm dreaming by the fire, I can see her face before me as I watch the flames go high. On the trail all day till the roundup is through, that's when I'll get away and my dreaming will all come true. I can feel her arms around me even though we're far apart. When it's moonlight on the prairie, then it's sunshine in my heart. I can feel her arms around me, even though we're far apart. When it's moonlight on the prairie, then it's sunshine in my heart.
In the 1760s, the Appalachian Mountains were America's western frontier. Few men knew what lay beyond them. Few men knew how to get over them. Few men dared try. But there were some fearless men who blazed the trails to the west. One was Daniel Boone. When Daniel was a young man, he heard of the Cherokees' hunting grounds called Kentucky, which lay beyond the mountains. It swarmed with buffalo, deer, beaver, and rich farmland. To Daniel, it sounded like paradise. In 1769, Daniel led five men over the Indian warrior's path into Kentucky. In 1775, he returned with a larger group and built the pioneer settlement of Boonesboro on the Kentucky River. But although the Cherokees were friendly to the settlers, the Shawnees were not. In January of 1778, Daniel took a party of men to the Blue Licks to get some salt. One day, when he left his men to hunt for food, he was surrounded by Shawnees. The Shawnees took Daniel to their chief, Blackfish. As Daniel looked about the camp, he could see the Indians were preparing for war. "That means they're planning to attack Boonesboro," he thought. "I must think of a way to prevent it." Daniel knew that Boonesboro was almost defenseless. "Chief Blackfish," he said, "you can't take Boonesboro now. It's too strong for a war party of your size." The chief believed him. He decided to wait and gather more warriors. By persuading the Indians to postpone their attack, Daniel saved Boonesboro. Chief Blackfish adopted Daniel into the Shawnee tribe. He named him Sheltowee, which means big turtle. But all the time Daniel lived with the Indians, he watched for a chance to escape. In June, he saw Shawnee war tribes gathering. "This means trouble for Boonesboro," he thought. "I must get away and warn the settlement." One day, when the Shawnee warriors went after a flock of wild turkeys, Daniel saw his chance. He leaped on a horse and was off. He covered the 160 miles to Boonesboro in 4 days. All summer, the settlers prepared for the attack. In September, it came. Day after day, the valiant settlers fought. Then there was a new threat. The Indians were trying to tunnel their way into the stockade. For 8 long days, Daniel Boone and the settlers defended Boonesboro. Then, on the 8th night, it rained. The next morning, the Indians were gone. The rain had made their tunnel cave in, so they just got discouraged and went away.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master and hand him his plate.
and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. He rode his pony around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. That pony he run, he jump and pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died, and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. They laid him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.